Good boy. You're a good boy, Angel.
Every pet owner knows how expensive it is to keep their animals healthy these days. Tanya Smith's West Highland White Terrier, Briar, has been costing her hundreds of dollars recently.
We've had extensive experience in having to pay for vet bills. Briar, at a young age, was diagnosed with anxiety-related colitis. This requires frequent visits to the vet along with a specially medicated diet to avoid flare-ups. Not to mention the fact that we incur our own costs outside of the vet, giving him probiotic yogurt to help, again, with his colitis flare-ups. Unfortunately, he also suffers from skin allergies and chronic ear infections. Treatment requires both oral and topical steroids and creams. And treatments of these minor ailments run us several hundred dollars per visit, with at least 3 to 4 visits a year.
On top of these initial charges, the Smith family may now have to pay more to get their dog treated.
More recently, though, he was diagnosed with a severe inner ear infection that affected both his balance and his appetite. After another visit to our vet, he was referred to the Veterinary Specialty Center for further examination. The vet at the VSC had suggested that Briar undergo a CAT scan initially, which would have cost us anywhere between $2,600 to $3,000.
With the extensive prices of vet bills in the city, there are some people out there that can't afford to get their beloved animals treated. Here's Tanya's thoughts on what can be done to fix this issue.
I do think, though, perhaps that maybe the Veterinary Association could offer some sort of outreach program for individuals who cannot necessarily afford a high vet bill. I believe, and I don't have any stats on this, but I do believe other provinces offer veterinary outreach programs or clinics to low-income pet owners. Maybe it's done here in St. John's. I'm not really sure. I'm fortunate that I can afford our vet bills. However, there are many out there who cannot. And you know, to these people, their pets might be the most important thing in the world to them, both mentally and physically. So, you know, maybe if there was a program like that, then you'd see more people taking advantage of having procedures, possibly life-saving procedures, done for their animals.
I have contacted 11 vet clinics in the St. John's area, and no one would comment on why their prices are so high. While families like Tanya's can afford their vet bills, many people in the city can't. Should the Veterinary Association find funding for outreach programs so no pet goes untreated? For Kicker News, I'm Taylor Ryan.